The campaign finance group Maine Citizens for Clean Elections is saying the state legislature should get rid of an expensive economic development initiative and use the savings to pay for Maine's public campaign finance program. The group says if the state does that, it would also fulfill a voter-backed directive to do away with ineffective tax giveaways approved 2 years ago. Steve Missler has more.
A new report by the legislature's Office of Program Evaluation and Government Accountability, or OPEGA, found that the 13-year-old Pine Tree Development Program is poorly designed. Maine Citizens for Clean Elections Executive Director John Brodigam says Pine Tree is exactly the type of wasteful economic program that Mainers voted to do away with 2 years ago.
Yeah, we see a linkage between tax incentive programs that cannot be justified, that kind of inefficiency and waste, and the problem of money in politics. So we'd like to see solutions to both of those problems, and that's what we see tied together in the Citizen Initiative.
In 2015, voters approved a ballot initiative that beefed up Maine's clean elections law. It allows candidates for governor and the legislature to qualify for public funds to run their campaigns if they gather enough small dollar donations. The idea behind the program is that soliciting small donations will make candidates more responsive to their constituents, not just wealthy donors. The success of the program is hotly debated in Augusta, but 2 years ago, voters approved $6 million in new funding and also directed the state to identify failing economic development initiatives. That has not happened, although lawmakers have increased funding to the Clean Elections Program. OPEGA's review of Pine Tree was not a direct result of the 2015 ballot initiative, but Brodigam says the review should prompt lawmakers to spike Pine Tree, which costs about $12 million a year. Some lawmakers agree, but the LePage administration has defended Pine Tree. The program is set to sunset in 2018. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.